Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pemerintah Australia mengatakan akan mensubsidi penerbangan ke 13 lokasi domestik dalam paket bantuan sebesar 1,2 miliar dolar. Langkah itu ditujukan untuk meningkatkan pariwisata ke daerah yang terkena dampak pandemi COVID-19. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Shubha Krishnan dan Karisma Lutria untuk SBS News. Sektor penerbangan dan pariwisata Australia akan memperoleh bantuan dalam bentuk subsidi tiket penerbangan meskipun kurangnya pariwisata internasional. Pemerintah telah mengumumkan paket dukungan baru senilai 1,2 miliar dolar yang akan memungkinkan ratusan ribu tiket pesawat murah di dalam negeri. Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison mengatakan paket itu difokuskan untuk mendukung pekerjaan.
800,000 tickets to ride for Australians to go out and ensure that they can experience this amazing country. That's what this is about. To keep people in their jobs, we've got to put planes in the air and we've got to put tourists on the ground. This is another ticket to recovery for Australia. Australia is leading the world out of the COVID-19 pandemic and we're leading the world out of the COVID-19 global recession.
Rencana pemerintah itu menawarkan 800 ribu tiket penerbangan dengan tarif separuh harga ke 13 tujuan yang tergantung pada pariwisata, termasuk Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Cairns, Whitsundays, Alice Springs, Launceston, Broome, dan kawasan Victoria, Merimbula, dan Pulau Kangguru. Subsidi tiket itu akan berlangsung dari 1 April hingga 31 Juli. Chief Executive dari Virgin Australia, Jane Harlika, mengatakan paket tersebut akan membantu maskapai penerbangan meningkatkan kapasitasnya dari 50 menjadi 70% dari tingkat pra-pandemi.
We've got lots of people that are still stood down and not working full-time hours, and this package enables us to be able to get people back to work, get more people stood up, and get people excited about the future in aviation.
Paket tersebut juga termasuk hibah kepada maskapai penerbangan untuk mempertahankan 8.600 staf mereka tetap bekerja sampai penerbangan luar negeri akan dilanjutkan. Menteri Pariwisata Federal Dan Tian mengatakan warga Australia dapat membantu diri mereka sendiri dan warga Australia lainnya.
We want Australians to do their patriotic duty, get out, book a flight and take a holiday. And if you do that, you'll be supporting over 660,000 jobs in our tourism industry.
Kepala Qantas Alan Joyce mengatakan kesuksesan rencana tersebut tergantung pada negara bagian dan teritori menjaga perbatasan mereka tetap terbuka.
It also was an incentive for the states to keep their borders open. And that's important because we can't keep on going through the yo-yo of the ups and downs of that.
Meskipun maskapai penerbangan top Australia menyambut baik paket penyelamat itu, namun operator pariwisata, partai buruh, dan serikat pekerja mengatakan bahwa dibutuhkan lebih banyak lagi dukungan. Pemimpin oposisi federal Anthony Albanese mengatakan paket dukungan itu tidak akan membantu membangkitkan kepercayaan masyarakat.
This isn't a tourism package, it's a selective aviation package. There's nothing in this package for hotel operators. There's nothing in this package for those people, for example, who are tourism operators who will take people out on day trips.
Richard Olson dari Transport Workers Union setuju bahwa tarif murah tidak akan menutupi kesenjangan yang ditinggalkan oleh JobKeeper yang akan berakhir pada akhir Maret ini.
The Prime Minister has decided to rip away the wage subsidy which has been keeping domestic aviation afloat. It's going to mean that right around the country today, thousands of families are struggling with the devastating news that the wage subsidy that has helped them keep themselves and their families afloat for the last better part of a year will end. It has been killed by the Prime Minister.
CEO dari Tourism and Transport Forum, Ma G. Osman mengatakan, meskipun rencana tersebut merupakan perkembangan yang positif, namun akan banyak pekerjaan yang hilang dalam beberapa bulan mendatang.
I think it's a good first step. I hope the government's got its door open to listen to some very real and incredibly tragic stories that are going to start playing out at the end of March. We had predicted that 318,000 full-time jobs would disappear between the end of March and the beginning of September if there was no extension to JobKeeper.
Sementara itu, pemerintah Australia Barat dan Victoria telah mempertanyakan keadilan paket tersebut, mengingat beberapa negara bagian memiliki lebih banyak tujuan yang disertakan daripada yang lain. Operator pariwisata juga kecewa dengan paket tersebut. Roderick Gries, direktur dari Cairns Adventure Group, mengatakan setelah melepaskan setengah dari staf mereka, sekarang mereka tidak dapat memenuhi permintaan.
We'll really struggle to have enough people as staff members to transact all these customers that are ultimately going to come. I believe this aviation package is key to the region, but it's only one part of what we needed in a package.
Direktur Pelaksana Flight Center Graham Turner mengatakan paket tersebut menawarkan sedikit untuk agen-agen perjalanan.
It's certainly better than nothing overall. There's certainly a lot more probably needs to happen, but the main thing for us is that domestic borders stay open, and I think this will stimulate some domestic travel, so that's good. The next thing for us is obviously having an early opening of our international borders.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.